Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10 hour midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing breath of Spirit. Inhale. Lower your diaphragm, expand your stomach. And breathe in deeply the energizing breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Let's take our second deep breath in. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional to be present for the next 10 minutes as we consciously commune with the source of being. Hold. Gently, slowly. I want us to be intentional and be in gratitude for our wonderful bodies before we get into prayer. So just bring your attention down into your heart, and if you wish, just touch it. And take a deep breath in and smile. And send that smile energy down into your heart. Place your hands on your lungs. Take a deep breath in. Smile. And send that smiling, loving gratitude energy into your lungs. Place your hand on your liver to the right side, under your rib cage. Take a deep breath in. Smile. And send that loving, smiling gratitude energy down into your liver. Get your hands behind to your back, to your kidneys. Inhale. Smile. And send that loving gratitude, smiling energy into your kidneys. Place your hand onto the left side of your stomach and over your pancreas. Take a deep breath in. Send that smiling, loving gratitude energy down into your stomach and pancreas. And just rest your hand on top of your navel. Take a deep breath in. Smile. And send that smiling energy down through your navel to all your organs. This morning I'm sharing with you Psalm 12 from Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Come to our aid, O beloved. Darkness seems to pervade the earth. Where is the faith, the integrity, that once lived in the hearts of your people? Where is the truth, the trust, that made its home in us? O love, cleanse us from our double talk. Create in us new and single hearts. Spare us from those who think our speeches will win all over all. Words are our weapons, and no one can master us. For the hearts of those who call to me, for those who cry out for wholeness, I shall make myself known, says the Beloved. I shall make myself known in their hearts. The promises of love are pure, like silver refined in a crucible, like gold purified 7 times. Be our safeguard, O Blessed One. Stay close by throughout these dark days, where unloving hearts seem to be abound. Come to our aid, O Beloved. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, purify our hearts in these challenging times, that we may surrender our judgments, condemnations, and criticisms, that we may purify our hearts to be the expression of love that you created us to be. In these challenging times, let us look beyond that which we think separates or divides us, to realize that there is that which unites us, your spirit, your life, your presence. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For all the tribulations that is happening across this globe, where every time we look in the news, we read one horror after another. Let us not be overwhelmed with it, but remember that as we breathe in the dark and breathe out the light, that we're sending love and peace out into the situation, that even though we do not know how it can help, we know that it is. For truly, your presence is doing the work. As we rest here in this moment, allowing the words, allowing your love, to allow your spirit to quicken, to enliven, to heal, to bless, to purify, to prosper us, we know that it is your grace that is our sufficiency for every need that we might have. So we hold in our hearts those that are in need of prayer for their healing, knowing that within every cell of their being resides your deathless, self-existent life. So we speak the word for their health, their wholeness, and their right and perfect expression. We speak this word for those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. We know that your life force can never die. It simply takes another shape, another form. So we ask that the angels comfort them in their time of sadness, that they may remember that love is eternal. It never ends. It can never die. We hold in our hearts our leaders, all leaders across the world, whether they're in Venezuela, the UK, the US, in Africa, wherever there is strife and consternation. We ask that your spirit guides them, that your spirit illuminates their consciousness that comes back to the remembrance that we are one kind, humankind, that they will seek to govern and lead from an awareness and understanding that we need a world that works for all. Divine Beloved, source of all that is, ground of our being, you know our individual wants, needs, and desires. You said before, you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. So in this awareness, in this truth, we align ourselves and give you glory and praise. And so it is. Together we will say, Amen. take a deep breath in. And repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God.
I am the light of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God.
I am the love of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God. Within and without.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God.
I am the presence of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, till we come together once more on Sunday for Revving Sunday Soul Connection.
Thank you.